Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were taught that as a witness, we are to be a watchman to warn of sin, hell, and the danger that lies ahead for the soul without Christ. Well, let's end the week with that thought. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, we read this, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, why would they do all those things? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, "If they hated him, they'd hate you." Even the Apostle Paul asked the Corinthians, "Do you hate me because I tell you the truth?" And as you stand up and you name sin, and you call sin sin, you name right right, you say that Jesus is the only way to heaven, yes, you're going to not be well liked. But you better continue to be that watchman on the tower that's watching for the souls of men. You see, in verse 45, he says, "That you may be children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." In this life, hey, the unjust get rain. Yes, they get the sunshine. They get the things they need. It's not just for us. What we do has eternal value. We're not looking at the present value. We're looking at the eternal value. Now, as the seed needs both rain and sun from above, it is interesting that the rain and the sun is on the evil and the good. But you see, the good is leaving us as a witness in his creation and of not avoiding a sinful, depraved person, but rather to witness the gospel to them. How much of that did we see in Jesus' ministry? Be it the woman at the well. Boy, that was an evil woman. Five husbands, a man she's living with. It's not her husband. We think of the woman taken in adultery. Or going into the highways and the hedges to compel them to come in that his house may be full. So don't forget, as a witness, you're a watchman to warn of sin, to warn of hell, to warn of the danger that lies ahead for the soul without Jesus Christ. And you stand upon that tower. As we see the enemy approach, we can stand on the mountain and publish the tidings of peace. And when the enemy approaches, for our God is a refuge and a very present help in the time of need. And because of that, he is our rock of offense. You can trust him, and by the way, only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. One day, the Lord's going to come back from that mountain with a sword in his mouth, and the blood will flow down in the veil to the horse's bridle at Armageddon. But for right now, there's also a call to come to the way of deliverance and to his peace. We must publish to others what he has published in his word. That is the way of eternal life, that they might have peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's only through Him. He, my friend, He is the superior power and authority. As His sent ambassadors, as 2 Corinthians 11:20 calls us, and we call people to be reconciled to God. God is the point of absolute rightness, and so everything must be reconciled to Him. God doesn't compromise and meet you halfway. You've got to come to Him and come His way. Come in the authority of His word. And we'll find that there are arms of peace to deliver from the certain destruction that awaits those who die without Jesus Christ. That's why our text here said, "Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of Him that bringeth good tidings and publisheth peace." You see, old Nineveh is about to be destroyed. Many of the Jews that are in Judah as slaves, some of them will die in that same thing. But now here is a warning. Here is an opportunity to be saved. And God gives that warning. O Judah, keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. And so he tells the Christians, you stay true in this wicked world, the enemy is going to be cut off. They're going to be cut off. Now, if we're to be winners, and we are, if we're to be winners, hearing well done, good and faithful servant, instead of saved so as by fire, ashamed at his appearing, 1 John 2:28, 1 Corinthians 3:11-15 on those things I just said. If you just want to be saved so as by fire and ashamed, then don't witness. Don't be separate from the world. Don't walk with God. But if you want to finish well, then you be a witness and go in the way of the Lord. O Judah, keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows, even though you're in the midst of these things. You just keep on keeping on. Don't quit. Don't quit the way of holiness. Don't quit the way of righteousness and true holiness. Be faithful in all things, regardless of how wicked this world may seem. Oh yes, Jesus said, the night cometh when no man can work. But my friend, that night is not here yet. A mountain has steep hills and a rough terrain. Hidden dangers abound, as wild beasts that dwell in the mountain go about, seeking the messenger, seeking to devour their testimony and message. The enemy will do all he can to stop him. Oh, my friend, there's a real lion seeking to devour that old serpent, Satan, the devil, who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's called the great dragon. And that same devil, that same Satan, that same evil one, of all this world, there's only one that can crush him with his heel. And that's why you flee to the saving power of Jesus Christ and you become in Christ, where there is safety. We must be careful of the loose rock of false doctrine, the steep and slippery rocks and slopes and crevices of worldly pleasure and enticement, the carnal life, the worldly worship. You see, the true witness must stay on the mountain road that is straight and narrow. He must follow the map given rather than the pleasurable map of worldly lust and friendship, that the corrupt seed of the gospel, that is, they corrupt the seed of the gospel that would have produced fruit unto eternal life. And so many of you that may be saved, but you've fallen into the ways of the world, one of the effects may be you're saved, maybe so as by fire, but you're saved, glad. I don't think you're going to be happy or proud that your decisions end up that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are in that burning lake of fire forever and ever, because you cut off the incorruptible word, the incorruptible seed, that you might enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Please don't allow the witness to get lost on the way, or the feet to lose their beauty, for they do not bring true salvation and deliverance from sin's power and penalty. But watch out for a deceptive animal. As we read in Matthew chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Let me tell you something. Some people will give you a text, and then they'll proceed to tell you about 20 different people that have written books, and really they're not within the context of the scripture. They are, you need to read this author and Professor so-and-so and Dr. so-and-so and this guy and that guy said this. I'm more interested in what saith the Lord. You know, back in the days of the Pharisees, one of the things was to say, well, Rabbi this said that, and they would refer to the rabbinical writings. And most common people weren't as familiar with them as they were. They didn't even have the books like we have today. And so one of the things that just really shook people up was Jesus, when he'd say, it has been said, but I say unto you. He wasn't referring to rabbis. He was saying, I say unto you. It hath been said by rabbis, but that's not what God says. I say unto you what God says. And he's letting them know, and they don't like it. And today I found, especially of those that are Calvinists, they like to stand up and preach and quote all these Calvinist authors. But when you get in to say, but the Lord says,
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.